Nixon says if she's elected governor, she'll appoint a commission using powers under the state's Moreland Act to investigate state government for corruption. Nixon says she's reacting to a report in the Albany Times-Union. It raised questions about a health care company that received over $25 million in state grants after contributing money to Governor Cuomo's campaign. Blair Horner, with the government reform organization New York Public Interest Research Group, says if the commission were truly independent, it would be a good idea, following the corruption convictions of the former legislative leaders and a former top aide to Cuomo.
It's pretty clear that all of the state ethics watchdogs are not really meeting their role. There have been an unbelievable series of various scandals, both dealing with in the legislative branch as well as the executive branch. And if it wasn't for the feds, we'd know basically nothing about the vast majority of them.
The last Moreland Commission was created by Governor Cuomo in July of 2013. Cuomo, who was annoyed with the Senate and Assembly leaders for failing to agree to ethics and campaign finance reforms, vowed to fully investigate any potential illegalities.
Your mission is to put a system in place that says, A, we're going to punish the wrongdoers, and to the extent people have violated the public trust, they will be punished.
But the commission, which included several district attorneys from around the state, never finished its work. An investigation by the New York Times found the governor and his staff were accused of meddling in the commission's work and ordering commissioners to pull back from investigations that might lead to the governor or any of his associates. By that fall, Cuomo said he no longer believed the commission should investigate anything within his own executive branch, but should stick to looking at the legislature. By late March of 2014, Cuomo had agreed to end the commission's probes in exchange for a budget deal that included some ethics reforms. Cuomo at the time said he was satisfied with the agreement.
Said consistently, if we pass that law, that we would end Moreland, and we have. And I told the Moreland Commission that from day one.
In that 2014 deal, lawmakers agreed to create an independent enforcement officer at the State Board of Elections. But in April of this year, the board took steps to rein in that independent investigator. It now requires her to check with them before starting any new probes. The Moreland Commission had begun numerous investigations, and they turned those cases over to the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, after Bharara requested the records. The Moreland probes helped lead to the corruption convictions of both of the legislative leaders who were in power in 2013 and the conviction this year of the governor's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, on bribery charges. Horner with NYPERG says it doesn't have to be up to Nixon to begin a probe of potential corruption in government. He says the current governor could even do it right now.
If it's Governor-elect Nixon or if it's Governor Cuomo or Governor Molinaro, whoever the heck the next governor is, it would be a good way to sort of, you know, have a clean break with the past in terms of all the problems that we've seen both in the legislative and executive branch.
An aide to Cuomo's campaign, Liz Smith, reacted to the proposal on Twitter, calling it more political attacks, and said the commission should investigate why Nixon released just 1 year's worth of tax returns instead of 10. Nixon's idea was endorsed, also on Twitter, by Bharara, who said the first Moreland Commission should never have been disbanded and that every New Yorker should support a strong anti-corruption measure like this. Bharara, who was fired by President Donald Trump and now has a podcast, has not ruled out running for attorney general this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.